Truth. What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 512-248-8252. And we actually have a caller already on the line. James in Tokyo. Ohayou gozaimasu. Genki desu ka? What's on your mind?
No, I'm not genki, Mike. I'm not well. I have such an overwhelming feeling of white guilt right now with all this critical
okay.
race
Feel free
America.
To confess, and I will grant you absolution.
Well, I hope so, but I think after a couple months of therapy and traditional therapy and some shock therapy, and maybe I could sell my beach house and provide reparations to all those smashing grabbers who robbed their weed, and they don't do it like the old days where they used to buy their weed from the dealers in their own community to help out their own community. And maybe that lovely harp-playing angel Claire can play me a couple soothing songs on her golden harp. I might get over it, Mike. Hey, you were talking about Jesse Smollett and Don Lemon earlier. Would you believe if those two guys shared a prison cell that those guys wouldn't just drop the soap, they would purposely throw it on the shower floor.
I don't want to go there.
Anyway.
It's all over the...
All right, I don't want to go there.
The basis of their
friendship. The reason I brought that up was because I don't really think this is really down to like those two. I think the main thing is that it all goes down to Kamala Harris. And that the other guy, he was like, a senator, the bald black guy who pretended he was straight. Cory Booker. That's
it.
But where they're anti-lynching act. And this is all, I believe, involved with them. And, you know, even with that guy, Jesse Smollett, there were a lot of calls that they somehow became missing after he was arrested, who he was talking to. And I believe that was Kamala Harris. They were just trying to get this anti-lynching stuff going through. I don't know who gets lynched.
There's already an anti-lynching statute. It's called first-degree murder.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, well, Jeffrey Epstein and maybe that guy who had the cooking show. But I don't know, you know, people who get lynched anymore. But I believe that... I'd like to see Jesse Smollett, you know, make a plea deal and, you know, rat out Kamala. But then if he does that, you know what will happen to him?
No, he's going to get probation, okay? You know, he's a not-so-big Hollywood star. And, you know, his botching this hoax was a bit of an embarrassment for the media. But in the end, I think he'll get probation.
Well... Yeah, maybe, probably him and the other alpha male, Don Lemon, will probably get probation. I agree with you. Hey,
well,
Mike,
I don't know that Don Lemon is facing any charges, but, you know, he may find his career at CNN is damaged by this.
Yeah, well, yeah, it should be damaged, and not just by that, but by, you know, like all these sex charges, you know.
Yeah.
All these people from, you know, CNN. You know, it's not... you know, they condone that kind of behavior, and it's not, I don't think, appropriate, but, you know, I guess times have changed. It's none of my business. Anyway, Mike, I want to talk about the international protests.
Yes.
In Australia.
They're all over the world.
I was reading about, like, in the, I don't know if it's called a territory or the province of Victoria, just how bad it's become. If you don't get the vaccine as an individual, they charge you like $76,000 and well over $100,000 if you're a business and hire employees who don't get the vaccine. So you're basically wiping people out, and then they're keeping them in their homes. And the people that have been vaccinated... like wherever they go, they have to show like a QR code, which they're eventually going to get to a NewTek with QR code where it'll tell you all your purchases and where you've been and you know, and this mm-hmm. and that. So, and the force, you know, vaccination, and it's, you know, in Austria too, like they're keeping everybody locked down who don't take the vax, and we'll start charging them money and you can't buy food. Mm-hmm. And it's starting to happen now in American Democrat cities like L.A., force vax for kids from 5 years old and, you know, and in New York City, where I'm from, and, you know, force vax for them. And, you know, if you're a kid going in a candy shop, you got to show a vaccine passport.
Yeah.
You know, if you don't take the kill shot. And I really think now that it's coming to a point where all these protests are going to have to turn into, like, civil wars. There's going to have to be violence. And the only way that I think there will be freedom left in the world is if, at least in some of these countries, you could have either the, I don't know exactly how the police systems and the military systems work in a lot of different countries outside of America, mm-hmm. but I believe that they're going to need support of the police or the military to successfully regain freedom, because this is becoming a very terrible thing when you're forcing kids to be vaccinated. You know, I have like an appointment later this morning with my doctor. I get my leg checked out once a month, and
mm-hmm.
it's cardiovascular department. When I would go in, there were most of the people, besides, I was like the youngest person there. I'm 58. And most of the people, they would be in their 80s. And when I went last month, let's say 40% of the people were teenagers.
And, yeah, that's very alarming. Listen, James, over at whatreallyhappened.com, I just bumped it up to the top of the page. There's a video that you need to see, and the headline reads, "None of what you are about to see appeared on the mainstream media," and it is basically a collection of videos of these massive anti-mask, anti-vaccine protests from all around the globe, and it's an eye-opener. I suggest you go watch that.
Yeah, I will watch it, Mike. And anyway, that's all I have to say.
Okay.
Wish you a good day.
Domenicato and sayonara.
Sayonara, Mike. Bye.
Okay, we're going to go to Laura in Michigan. Hello, Laura. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, I want to talk about, there's an independent Christian man who's trying to make a movie in Oklahoma, especially wanting Oklahoma people to listen up. And of course, the Satan's rent-a-mobs are out there trying to stop the movie, and mm-hmm. also the union. And Oklahoma's a right-to-work state, and they're trying to shake down this movie maker. And they know these Christian movie makers, they don't have the money the big Hollywood people do, but they can out. You know, so already they haven't been able to shoot for 3 days. They're looking for people to come on out. Maybe, you know, maybe go against these rent-a-mob Satanists. So anyway, the movie is called Nefarious. The guy wrote the book and wrote the screenplay. And his name is Steve, D-E-A-C-E.
Okay.
Needs help. Now, he's already contacted the governor and the attorney general. Because the governor has been the one that's been pushing for people to make movies in his state.
Well,
so
I was going to say, most states have a state film board that tries to lure and encourage film production in that state. We have one here in Indiana. We had a very active one out there in Hawaii. And I would definitely network with the Oklahoma State Film Board. I'm pretty sure they've got to have one, and get them on your side.
I believe they have.
Okay.
So anyway, I just want to let everybody know. And they can probably look it up on the computer. Nefarious is the name of the movie. And Steve, D-E-A-C-E, is the author of the book. So, okay, I just want to let everybody know. Thank you.
All right, you've got it. We have open lines, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Joshua in New York. Hello, Joshua. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Main thing is Lynn Wood, but I want to mention with Fox News, which is going to take in relations from Lynn Wood. When it comes to that burning tree, why would a homeless man who obviously wouldn't have a TV and wouldn't be watching Fox News so they wouldn't be upset with them take the money that they don't have that they would spend if they did have on alcohol or drugs to go spend on the equipment they would need to go do that thing at the, to go burn down the tree? I mean, you know what I mean?
Well, you know, maybe the homeless person was just getting very depressed by all the Christmas decorations. I mean, you know, suicides.
Maybe. Finally, one of them.
Joshua,
yeah.
Can I talk?
Yes, sir.
I'm going to pull your plug. Okay. The holidays can be very depressing for people who are alone. Suicides actually go up over the holidays, and it wouldn't take much to set that fire on tree. Just a bottle of alcohol, you know, so he could drink half of it and use the rest of it, you know, and a disposable Bic lighter, and that would be it. And it doesn't necessarily mean that he's part of some kind of a cover-up. It's people do Christmas is being demonized. And this guy may have just gotten into that idea that it was time for Christmas to go away. Maybe he thinks the Grinch is a hero.
It's very possible. And honestly, after you said maybe he has had enough after all the Christmases, I mean, yeah, you know what? Maybe finally snapped after COVID BS and all that. He couldn't handle it anymore. And
yeah,
he was drinking half the bottle. He looked at the rest and he's like, you know what? I'm going to do something with my life. So maybe that's what it was. But other than that, when it comes to Linwood, he's come out again with Stu Peters, and he's going to be suing Tucker Carlson, Sean Hannity, Fox News, and he's also stating that people like Marjorie Taylor Greene, who supposedly is fighting for these people that were incarcerated on January 6th, supposedly she turned around and said Linwood should be locked up in prison immediately for the whole Kyle Rittenhouse, supposedly him taking the money from Kyle Rittenhouse, but she never even looked at any of the evidence. And she wasn't even giving him a chance to repair trial. She said, if that's the case, because that's what Linwood said, that she said.
Okay.
And so, I mean, if this is all happening and that, I mean, people, all you got to do is just look at the Linwood connection, I call it. And you'll find that it's obvious that there's something going on there. General Flint is connected with Alex Jones. Alex Jones and Roger Stone. Also, Alex Jones is connected with Tucker Carlson, Tim Pool, Joe Rogan, and then General Flynn is connected with the guy Jack Rosovic, and Jack Rosovic is connected with Steve Bannon. And
well,
so it's looking like there's a big thing going on
here. Abusing the word connected. I mean, they probably know each other. I mean, I know Alex Jones. I know a lot of people. Doesn't mean I'm in league with them for something nefarious. And I would be very careful making these kind of allegations.
Not allegations. This is what Linwood. This is what I'm getting from the videos that I heard. So it's not like I'm like running around saying this. This is from the actual videos. So like Linwood said that what's her name, Marjorie Taylor Greene, told said to lock him off in prison or whatever without any real trial or anything. That's what he was stating. That she wasn't even asking for like any legit thing. So again, that's what he's stating on this video. Stu Bruce it was with.
Mm-hmm.
And and he also said that there's a Kyle Rittenhouse thing, that there's more to it, and things are going to unfold, that there's something weird with the Kyle Rittenhouse story and all that, and more things will be unfolding on that. So, yeah, look at the Stu Peters and Linwood. It was yesterday's show, Stu Peters' show yesterday at 7.
All right. Well, I'll try and check it out here, but right now my bovine excrement meter is starting to twitch there. Thank you for the phone call. We're going to go to Steve Elkins, a fellow host here at RBN. And, Steve, what's on your mind?
Well, I'm going to give you some updates. I've had some conversations today back and forth with Dr. Peter McCullough, who we can probably say is an expert in treating COVID patients, a very good record. Using many different treatment, early treatments. But I wanted to touch bases. I sent you a picture. You can verify the picture of a young man, 48 years old, a friend of mine, working for Disney, was forced to take the jab or lose his job.
Yeah.
He had issues a couple of days ago. He was hospitalized. Emergency medical technicians got to his house. Evidently, he got a phone call off, and emergently, they got him to the hospital. And everything seemed to be going crazy with his lab work, and kidneys and liver shutting down, and his blood work all haywire.
Mm-hmm.
He had a white count. Normally, a white count is between 5 and 10,000. His white count was 28.5 thousand. huge. Sodium was really low, 135. Yeah, he had some really crazy numbers. His liver enzyme numbers were up. They had to do massive fluid resuscitation, and they nearly coated the guy. But what I wanted to emphasize is that I sent the picture over to Dr. McCollum.
Yeah.
And I said how bad it was. And I've seen these before, and we've seen the amputations that come from loss of circulation to lower extremities. Mm-hmm. And he came back with saying, this is systemic. This is definitely something very, very serious. And we talked about treatment modalities. Of course, being on a heparin drip would be one. Antibiotics and definitely steroids. But, I mean, this is serious stuff. He's got the next probably 24 hours. If this thing is not turned around because it happened so aggressively, there's no time establishment for what we call collateral circulation to go around and bring back perfusion to the lower legs. Mm-hmm. I mean, this guy could lose his legs. And he took the jab three weeks to 4 weeks ago. Don't know which one he took yet, but 3 or 4 weeks ago, he got the jab because under pressure, you take it or you lose your job. This is some serious, serious stuff, and we're seeing a lot of this. This is nothing new, but, I mean, I know I have a personal involvement with somebody that I know, and as you can witness the picture, excoriated lower legs, big giant blisters, very swollen, definitely something going systemic here. This does not look good for this young man, 48 years old, healthy prior.
Mm-hmm.
He said he didn't want to take it, but he would lose his job if he didn't take the shot. And I just wanted to give you an update on that this is what we're seeing.
Well, I've heard of a lot of similar cases, and I know it hits a lot closer when it's somebody that you know. But I did look at that picture, and it does look like this individual is in a great degree of trouble.
Yeah. Last but least, I did mention, I wanted to talk about, and I threw it by him to get his take on it. People who are taking the extra second, third shots in these boosters, if they're doing mix and match type situation, I said, is there even more of a hazard, more of a problem? Are you seeing on your end if somebody took a Moderna the first time and the second time they took a Pfizer? He said, yes, you're increasing your chances of toxicity. You're increasing your chances of toxicity. This is going to turn out very bad. And I know somebody who actually took the Moderna and now is taking the Pfizer, and now we're just watching, crossing our fingers, what's going to happen next. It may be weeks from now, but definitely you shouldn't be taking it at all, and you certainly shouldn't be taking another different COVID variant shot there. You shouldn't be doing that at all.
Okay. I mean,
that's about it.
You know, there's no idea what the long-term effects are going to be. The average time for FDA-approved medicines to develop adverse effects sufficient enough to be pulled off the market is 12 years. And we're basically at the end of year one right now.
Yeah. Well, this individual was actually in the ER for 5 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Last I talked to him, it was 7 hours total. I said, what's going on? The hospital is full. I said, full of what? So I did a little research, and I started calling and making my calls. And I can't get anybody to admit what's their vacancy right now in this hospital, of why this guy is still sitting in the ER, not being assessed, not being taken care of at 7 hours.
Yeah.
Bad.
There's a lot of covering
this
up going on.
This may not turn
because,
out good.
You know, as the public learns the truth about COVID-19 and these gene therapies, you know, the credibility of the entire system is on the line here, and that's why they're trying so hard to keep selling the propaganda.
Yeah. That's it for me, Mike. I'll give you updates when I get them.
All right. I appreciate that. Thanks an awful lot. Anyway, that was Steve Elkins, who's a fellow host here at RBN, and we're coming up on a commercial break, so I'm not going to start the next phone call, but we do have open lines, 512-248-8252, and we will be right back.
standing 6'4", weighing 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science, analyzing brawn. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have? Do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
Welcome back to our show here. The phone lines are open, 512-248-8252, and we are going to go to Mark in North Carolina. Hello, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, I just want to point something out that I think are related, believe it or not, and that's what's going on with Ukraine and Russia now, and also what's going on with the collapse of mandates that fake president tried to put out. One court and after the other is already ruling that these are unconstitutional, illegal. So what I think is doing is these globalists behind Biden, Biden himself, want to now possibly are capable of actually getting us into a third world war, into a nuclear war with Russia.
Oh, yeah, no question.
These people are mad. These people think that they're going to hide in a bunker and come out as like robots or something, you know, in a carbon-free world. I mean, they're absolutely nuts. And this is so scary, Mike. I'll tell you the truth. It's, you know, I've got kids. I've got grandkids. And I care about this. You know, I care about this country. And I care about this planet. I just don't know where this is going. I mean, you know, what that this clown there that, and it's not just the Democrats either. This is this clown there from Mississippi, the senator, Wick, I think his name is.
Mm-hmm.
He says, well, maybe we've got to consider a first strike, your first nuclear strike. Alex Jones said it earlier today. This moron, this idiot. Boy, he actually said, well, dumbass, guess what? He said, Russians have submarines, many of them right off the coast of this country. Okay? And mm-hmm. one submarine by itself has enough missiles to destroy numerous cities in the United States.
Yes.
Including cities like New York, L.A., you know, the big, really big cities. So, I mean, these people are mad. And I don't know where this is going to lead. This is the impression I'm getting. They're realizing once the U.S. Completely stops with the silly mandates and goes back to, you know, some kind of sense, Europe is going to do the same thing. And that's where the headquarters of the New World Order really is, the EU.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to have to stop, too. I mean, they've got all kinds of demonstrations and all. And the globalists are going to realize they've totally lost control now, that they're, you know, that they're backfiring on them. And this could be the next step. To start, you know, NATO starting a war with Russia, which could result in the end of the world. I don't know what you think, Mike, but to me, this is really, really scary.
Yeah, I'm obviously concerned. So is Claire. She was having nightmares about this the other night. And again, the people who are behind this push for war, they already have their bunkers, and you're right. They think they're going to go on down there and, you know, wait for the radiation to settle, and they'll come on out. And I don't think they really believe in a carbon-free world. That's just one of the devices to try and fool the public. If there were no more carbon dioxide in the atmosphere, there would be no plant life. And without plant life, you won't have animal life, including humans. Now, on a side note, the level of atmospheric carbon dioxide has actually been flat for the last 10 years, despite what all Greta Thunberg is saying, or Greta Thunberg.
Well, Mike, that's what I'm trying to say, though, is these madmen think they're going to come out as some kind of robot or cyborg or something like that where they don't even need carbon. I mean, they really, a lot of these people actually believe it. So that's why I say it's scary. It really is. And as far as what Russia and we go to war with Russia, localized right on the Ukraine border, our forces would be crushed in about maybe a week, if that long.
Yes,
and that includes naval forces in the Black Sea. Russians don't even need a navy. They could annihilate those naval forces with missiles, with their own missiles, and with their planes, which are probably more advanced than ours are. And that would mean that the globalists or NATO, which is really the globalist army, would then have to make a choice. Retreat? You get it?
Yeah.
Or go
nuclear.
Of course, go nuclear. You go nuclear, that's it. Nobody's going to, let's put it like this, very few people, if anybody, is going to survive something like that.
Yeah, in a nuclear war, we are all on the front lines.
China would probably get involved in, too. So would India, probably. Everybody would be firing it. Pakistan, Israel, whoever's got nuclear weapons today, North Korea. I mean, they'd be, trying to, you know, settle old scores. And I don't think the world could survive that. But these globalists don't seem to care. They seem to want it. This is what, you know, this is what's so scary about this whole thing, Mike. So I don't know. They said, I mean, it's a good thing. Thank God.
Hey, Mark, I got to put you on hold. Yes. We got to take a break for commercials. We have open lines, 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Santa Claus has moved to Indiana, and he did it just because. There's a town named after him in Indiana, and they call it Santa Claus. Santa Claus has moved to Indiana with his trinkets and his toys.
Welcome back to our show here. We have open phone lines, 512-248-8252. We're talking with Mark in North Carolina. And Mark, back in 1998, Tom Clancy put out a book called Rainbow Six. It's had several follow-on parts of the franchise. Yeah, it's now a game called Rainbow Six Siege. But yeah, the original book, talked about this self-appointed elite who plan to wipe out the majority of the human population, interestingly enough, using a slow-acting vaccine. And Tom Clancy made it seem very plausible that there would be people like this. I mean, there's somebody who paid for that Georgia Guidestone monument. And we know that Bill Gates is always out there talking about population control through vaccines.
Yeah, I think it was a very steady what they wanted to push out, if I remember right. It was in a funny thing. It was supposed to take place in Australia. I think it's some kind of a soccer match or something like that. And a virus.
No, it was the Olympics.
Around the world, huh? Remember?
And if also, you're talking Rainbow Six, the novel, it was the Olympics.
Oh, it was the Olympics. Okay, you're right. You're right. And yeah.
It's a good book. It's worth the read. It's worth hunting down. You know, I big fan of Tom Clancy here. I really am.
Yeah, I read it. It's a great book. And that's why I think a lot of times. And the other one, that as far as the Georgia Guidestone, that almost surely was Ted Turner that put that out. you know, Mr. Christian, that actually that Turner. And it's, you know, of course, the father of CNN. But there's one other scenario I'm thinking.
Well, I heard a theory that it was actually put up by L. Ron Hubbard, the founder of Scientology.
Possible. But the reason it took place in Georgia and everything like that, the bank, the Mr. Christian thing, I just have the feeling it's true. But you might be right. There's one other thing, too, about also a very rich guy, I think a billionaire, that was saying, there's another scenario I've been thinking about also. The neocons and the neolibs and all these other clowns know that we could not defeat Russia in a conventional war in Ukraine. They're ready for it. Russia is ready for something like this. They've been ready. Not to mention the military of today. Our military of today is so weakened and purged that
and woke.
Morale was horrible. So the thing is, what they might be thinking is, okay, we'll take the defeat, and then we'll blame it on Trump supporters in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
You know, basically, the American persons, all that. And that they could then say, okay, we were betrayed, we were stabbed in the back. Kind of the way Hitler said the Jews stabbed the Germans in the back there in during the Weimar Republic. And
yes.
They might say, well, the Trump supporters stabbed us in the back, and now we got to go after the Trump supporters. So that's another possibility I've been thinking about. I don't know if anybody else is thinking about that or not, but a lot of whatever it is, I'm thinking, you know, whatever it is, my alarm bells are ringing. Really,
something's
are
on the horizon. There's no question about it.
Yeah.
I'm just, you know, glad we got through Thanksgiving without a false flag terror attack, but we still have Christmas coming up.
All right, I'll let you take other calls, Mike. I'm sure other people are calling, you know, so, you know.
Well, actually, at the moment, no, the phone lines are completely open, 512-248-8252. Thank you for the call, Mark. We're going to go back. What?
I'm just wondering, are you on Rumble yet or anything like that?
I'm on BitChute, but I'm probably going to move to Rumble now that they're associated with Trump's new social media venture. I definitely want to get it tangled up with that.
You'll start coming live on Rumble then, right? That's true.
Okay, yeah. Rumble hasn't enabled their live function yet. They say they're about to, but it hasn't happened yet.
Pete Santilli comes on live there.
All right, I'll go back and take another look. But the last time I checked, they said not available yet.
All right, Mike. You take it easy.
All right.
And have a Christmas. I don't talk to you till then, okay?
All right, thanks an awful lot. The phone lines are open, 512-248-8252. And getting on back to the economic news here, the hedge funds in the oil market have been doing a lot of selling. But they're starting to pull back on that, indicating that the sentiments are shifting out there. Now, the other day, there was this story about this absolutely heartless CEO who invited 900 staff onto a Zoom call and then announced on the Zoom call, if you're on this call, you are now terminated. And the backlash has been so severe that a lot of his top executives are now resigning, and he may not have a company on his hands much longer. That was a very tacky thing to do, and apparently the CEO accused his workers of being thieves, and that's bad management style here. All right, more than 4 million Americans quit their jobs in October as the Great Resignation continues. There isn't an employee shortage. There is a shortage of decently paying jobs. And the reason people are quitting is they're realizing that they're working, 40, 50, 60 hours a week just to survive. And that is not good enough any longer. And these corporate, billionaires are going to have to basically accept that they're going to have to be a little lower billionaire if they're going to hire some quality talent. All righty. Now, earlier we mentioned the fact that there are still 120 cargo ships, container ships, off the coast of Los Angeles waiting to unload. And there is an environmental impact on that. First of all, because the ships are sitting in the ocean and there are things that come out of the ships, ballast tanks that are filled in one part of the world can contain life forms that are discharged in another part of the world and cause problems. But these ships are having to keep their engines running, and that means that there has been a huge spike in ship emissions from this crowd of container vessels just sitting off the coast. All righty, over in China, they are looking at the contagion, if you will, from the Evergrande collapse. It's definitely collapsing. China is going to suffer a commercial real estate crash, and a housing bubble burst is now on the horizon because of Evergrande. Apparently, the CEO of Evergrande has been ordered to basically meet with the government and explain away how things got to be this bad. Okay, now getting into immigration and globalism, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is now out there claiming that American workers rely on illegal aliens to survive, and on that basis, they should be given amnesty. Alexandria, no. The illegal aliens are illegal because they stepped across the border without permission. They are, by definition, criminals, and they should be deported. Meanwhile, 20 migrants were found stashed in a trailer loaded on another trailer near the border in Texas. Don't know what that's all about. Okay, we're going to go to Kelly in Austin. Hello, Kelly. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, I heard you talk about the CEO who fired 900 people on a Zoom call.
Yeah.
And the reaction from his other executives. I work in consulting. I've been a consultant for many, many years, and I've worked with three major consulting companies.
Yeah.
Most I've worked on my own, but I can tell you, based on my experience with these consulting companies, I'll tell you that the American business model, especially with regard to consulting, is flawed and doomed to failure.
I agree.
It just works people to death. I was an upper level a technical executive in two of these firms, and I found that, for example, I had to keep working overtime not only to pay my own salary, but to keep all the junior engineers and geologists busy, and to pay the salaries of the higher-ups who didn't do anything but run from one office to the next and mm-hmm. dictate policy. And as a result of that, you know, we kept having to jack up our hourly rates for professionals and our multiplier. The multiplier is how much you charge beyond the basic rate that you charge somebody out.
Yeah.
And so when I went to board meetings, I constantly heard, "Well, we've got to get our rates up. We got to get our multipliers up." And I kept wondering, well, you know, if you watched your cost, and if you weren't so hell bent on just making every dollar you could, regardless of your consulting firm, you wouldn't have to worry about that. But they didn't want to discuss such things. So ultimately, I got to a point where I realized that this thing is doomed to failure. It's not going to succeed. I, for example, sat in this back in the mid-1990s. One executive in one company, he was a senior associate, told me that he said, "We envision a time when our senior associates will be charged out at $600 an hour." You're going to go bankrupt because nobody will hire you. And down the road, that company crashed and burned because they were just economically unstable. They tried to buy it off into prosperity, and they had lost control of their costs. And eventually, they had to close up shop. But they were told eventually by the cities they were trying to do business with, the water resources in northern Georgia, in particular in central Georgia, "We can't afford you. We'd like to hire you. You're a Georgia company, but we can't afford you." Mm-hmm. And that's what I told him when he told me. I said, they can't afford you. We have to charge you at a $600 an hour. You do nothing to bring in work, but we have to bring in work to keep your fat rear end busy so that you can charge at a $600 an hour. And then you come down on my back because you claim that my billability, and this is another thing that got me, was my percentage billability isn't as high as you think it ought to be. When you hear them talk about billable hours, when a company starts to obsess about billable hours, you know you're in trouble.
Yeah.
And that's what's happening with a lot of American business, and especially American consulting companies in the technical consulting field in particular. They are killing your employees. They're driving people off. I left thinking that long-term, I'd work for myself, and I would team up with other independent consultants who would compete for projects at a much lower rate than these large consulting firms, and we would get the job. And we've done okay. We've done okay. But I think long-term, you're going to see much more of that, because ultimately, you can't keep just working people to death and then writing them when they don't meet your expectations for billable hours, and yet the higher-ups in the companies are not out there generating business and doing their own to carry the technical load in the company. That model just cannot work long-term. Like, it can't work. So I'm glad I'm out. I'm glad I've been on my own for a long time. I'd never look back.
Well, American business is notorious for being management heavy. Over in Japan, their philosophy is management should never amount to more than 10% of the total workforce. But here in the United States, everybody wants to be an executive. And a lot of that grew out from the end of World War II, when we were the only nation that didn't have its industrial base bombed into rubble. And so we could do no wrong. The rest of the world, as they were rebuilding, had to come to American companies for ball bearings, machine tools, and whatever else they needed to rebuild their economy. And so business was really booming. It was a big source of the prosperity of the 1950s. And new companies were starting up, and they couldn't find managers. So the Harvard Business School created what they call scientific business management, a standardized set of procedures that could be applied to any business, whether it was pharmaceuticals or donuts. And they created a degree program to go with that called the Master's in Business Administration. And those MBAs went on out. They got these executive positions, often alienating the workers on the floor who thought they should have been promoted, not realizing that those floor workers were too valuable to be promoted because they were needed right where they were. And those MBAs grew up to be this generation's top corporate executives, and they're completely disconnected from the manufacturing or service providing that they're running. And, you know, they're just totally political creatures, and actually making things happen, that's somebody, you know, somebody lower down will make that happen. But there's a joke that goes around.
You are absolutely right.
Yeah, there's a joke that goes around Japanese circles about a yearly rowing race between a Japanese company and an American company. And each year the Japanese company would win. And so the American company had a meeting and said, what's going on? And they said, well, the Japanese rowing boat has, you know, 8 rowers and 1 coxswain. And the American boat has an executive vice president, executive president, vice president, director of research, and a bunch of other positions. And we've got 1 rower. And so the conclusion of the report was the 1 rower has to row harder.
That's not really a joke, Mike.
Yeah.
I don't know how much time you're going to give. I want to tell you one other thing related to American business, and it's really, I think.
Okay, I may have to take a commercial break. Go ahead and start.
Okay, the last company I worked with became obsessed with having equity among in the managerial ranks.
Okay.
In other words, they were passing around the emails to the point that, you know, well, we need to have more women promoted into managerial positions. Well, you know, I was upper level, but I was upper level technical. I didn't want to deal with management. Yeah, and I said, okay, well, fine, then promote them in that case. But they kept making a big deal out of it. And finally, I sent an email out around the company, and I said, look, I said, I get the impression that you're trying to promote women just to have equity. You're not really placing emphasis on the quality of the individual so much as you are certain physical characteristics that that person has, such as whether he or she has a set of XY or XX chromosomes. I got all kinds of flack about that.
Yeah.
Because they said, we're not trying to promote quotas. Well, we had a big meeting. It was a big company-wide meeting.
Kelly, hold that thought. They had a big meeting. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off Drop-and-Lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off Drop-and-Lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate.
Welcome back to our show here. Last segment of our program today. We're talking with Kelly in Austin, and you left off with your company had this big meeting in response to your comments about quota systems.
Yeah. I had accused them of promoting quotas. And so they said, no, we're not promoting quotas. Not at all. So they called this company-wide meeting, and this was around the country. So each company, each office participated by phone. And so this young lady took over. She was in charge of this initiative to figure out how we could promote more women. And I pointed out, look, the people who are responsible for this are the people in managerial positions, not those of us in mid-level management and technical people. We don't promote people. If there's a problem, you people create it. You solve it. Don't put it on our backs. Well, they didn't like that.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Somebody else didn't ask the question. I didn't have to ask it. Somebody else asked the question, will you eventually perhaps consider quotas? And she stumbled, the lady conducting the meeting stumbled around. She said, well, if we have to, yes, we'll consider quotas. And every eye in that room turned and looked at me at that point. I had to laugh because I had nailed them. That's exactly where they were going. They were going to promote quotas. So then they came back at me later on, and they accused me of being anti-woman. And I pointed out, and this email went out, and it burned a bunch of butts. I said, I come from a family of very highly educated women. I have a sister who has a PhD in computer science, and I have a daughter who has a PhD in civil engineering. If you think I don't value educated women, you're barking up the wrong tree. Leave it alone. They dropped it. But I left the company not long after that because I saw where they were going.
Mm-hmm.
But that's an example of how screwed up American business models have become. They're obsessed with things like quotas, and they're obsessed with things like they're obsessed with things that ultimately drive people out of the company, such as billable hours,
yeah,
and multipliers, things that they'll work you to death, and then you'll leave just burnt out. I left before I got burnt out, and I was glad. I have my sanity. But I know many other people in that company and other companies like that are probably right now wondering how long they can last before they lose their mind.
Mm-hmm.
That's American business, Mike. Sorry to say. Thanks for taking my call.
You got it. Thank you very much for the phone call here. We're getting close to the end of the show. Over at Twitter, they have begun a mass purge. They're banning anonymous right-wing accounts, even those that have not actually tweeted anything yet. So they're just trying to scrub that. Meanwhile, Twitter blacklisted the account that was providing updates on the Ghislaine Maxwell trial. And the reporter has already gone over to a different messaging system to keep those reports coming. So meanwhile, Facebook is being sued for £200 billion over claims it fueled genocide of Rohingya Muslims in Myanmar. The lawyers accused the tech giant of running the world with impunity. That sounds like a really good description. Okay, we are at the end of the show. Stay tuned for the National Intel Report. Tom D is taking the microphone. He's got a guest. Please spread the word of Republic Broadcasting. Spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. Please donate. You are keeping RBN alive, and we are moving forward. So thank you very much. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.